ஸோ வெல்கம் பேக். இந்த வாரத்தோட எபிசோட் வந்து போன வாரத்தோட எபிசோடோட கண்டினியூஷன், லிவர்பூல் வெர்சஸ் மேன் யுனைடெட் பார்ட் 2. லெட்ஸ் கோ.
ஓகே, ஸோ இப்போ வர செக்மெண்ட்க்கு வந்து பல வருஷமா கேள்வி வந்து தெரிஞ்சுட்டு கேள்வி வந்து நல்ல ஒரு ஆன்சரே இல்லை. அன்டில் நவ் ஒரு டெஃபினட் ஆன்சர் இஸ் கோனா பீ கோயிங் ஆன் ஃபார் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஃபியூ இயர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ நான் கேள்வியை கேட்குறேன், Paul Scholes or Steven Gerrard? Let's have open floor.
For me, okay, Steven.
Wait, we answer last. We know our answers.
Yeah, we know our answers.
You
last.
Two, I don't know about you two.
For me, Steven Gerrard.
Ha!
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, because also, okay. I play foot champs.
I'm curious, okay?
Okay, so I can see their cuts. Hmm.
Okay.
And for me, box to box, right, Steven Gerrard is better.
Okay, yes.
And his long balls, when he find the vision, is on the wings, is better. Mm. For me lah, for me. I feel that it's better. But Scholes can pick the first time pass. But Gerrard mm-hmm. will hold the ball before he make the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to...
So, Scholes...
First time pass is better.
More intuitive.
Yes.
Mm. Steven Scholes Gerrard, more like a tiki-taka style.
Yes. Steven Gerrard needs to think, if I pass the ball there, he must be able to score.
Scholes is like 10 steps ahead. Steven Gerrard is like, hey, wait, I need to see first 10 I pass.
For me lah. Mm. But I feel that Steven Gerrard is a better player because he can do more box to box. Defending and bringing the ball to the front. Scholes only can bring the ball to the front.
One trick pony, Marila.
But he cannot defend.
Okay. I disagree with that actually.
For me lah.
Which? You disagree with what?
Scholes cannot defend.
Yeah, I think Scholes.
You disagree with Scholes cannot defend?
They. Scholes cannot defend, I'm telling you. I'm anywhere.
If you disagree with the long pass, okay, I...
No, I thought Scholes can defend.
Yeah, la, I can get yellow card very well. La.
Sergio Ramos, da, red card.
Okay, no. My answer to this, right? Is Gerrard. Gerrard. But not because na, or a Liverpool fan. Na, la. Na, Liverpool fan. Na, Liverpool fan. But that's the criteria. In the debate, I've seen it online. La. Scholes has said that Gerrard is better. And... அவர் கொடுத்த ரீசனிங் வந்து இஸ் மை தாட், எக்ஸாக்ட் தாட். நீ ஸ்கோல்ஸை போய் லிவர்பூலில் போய் ஐ டோன்ட் திங்க் யூ டூ வெல். அந்த டூ அந்த கிறிஸ்டியன் பால்சன் அவரோட யூ கீப் ஸ்கோல்ஸ் தேர் ரைட், லிவர்பூல் வில் நாட் பி பெட்டர். தே மைட் நாட் பி, தே மைட் ஈவன் கெட் ரெலிகேட்டட் டு பி ஆனஸ்ட் இஃப் யூ ரிப்ளேஸ் ஜெரார்ட் வித் ஸ்கோல்ஸ். அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் அ நாக் ஆன் ஸ்கோல் தான், பிகாஸ் லிவர்பூல் டீம் வாஸ் ஷிட். But you put Gerrard in any team, எந்த டீமாக இருந்தாலும் their team will perform. Because Gerrard வந்து இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் அ குட் பிளேயர், அவரோட மென்டாலிட்டி தான் லிவர்பூலை வந்து இவ்வளோ தூரம் கூட்டிகிட்டு வந்துச்சு. லிவர்பூல் ஃபினிஷிங் டாப் ஃபோர் நாட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் லைக் ஹாரி கியூவெல் வாட் எவர் நான் ஸ்டீவன் ஜெரார்ட். ஸ்டீவன் ஜெரார்ட் தட்ஸ் ஸ்டீவன் ஜெரார்ட் இஸ் வாட் புட் லிவர்பூல் டு த டாப். So that is my reasoning to say why Gerrard is better than Scholes.
Mm.
Because of our presence.
Interesting.
இது வந்து ஸ்கோல்ஸ் ஏ சொல்லிருக்காரு.
ஐ மீன் ஐ வோன்ட் கோ இன்டு பிளேயர் டெஸ்டிமோனியல்ஸ். என் ஒப்பீனியன், ஐ ப்ரிஃபர் ஜெரார்ட். ஐல் ஜஸ்ட் கோ ஃபார்வர்ட் அண்ட் சே தட். பட் மை க்ரைட்டீரியா இஸ் very objective with regards to other players also.
Mm.
In the Gerrard versus Scholes, Messi versus Ronaldo also, my answer will be Messi. Gerrard versus Scholes, my answer is Gerrard. Reason is because if you look at Scholes and Ronaldo, they are both specialists in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo, goal scoring specialist. Mm. Paul Scholes is like a...
Long pass.
Not long. Yeah, long pass is one thing. Alonso also can do long pass. Cruz also can do long pass. Scholes also can do long
Modric
pass.
Also can.
But to know when to do the long pass and to know when and the inga play romba congested irukku, I need to make a run here so that they have the out ball here and I can free up the space here. So he's pulling the strings, you know. So
he gets the ball here.
He gives it here. So everybody opens up the play here. Then people go back here, he's here. Then he can bring it back here.
Right.
And they're moving back and forth, he just find a pass in the middle, they score. That's what Scholes does. He's the conductor. ஒரு ஆர்கெஸ்ட்ரா இருந்தா அவரு தான் இது வெயிட் பண்ணிட்டு
இருப்பாரு.
சோ டு ஆன்சர் யோர் பாயிண்ட், ஸ்கோல்ஸ் வந்து லிவர்பூல்ல வச்சா, ஐ ஹேட் தி சேம் அர்கியூமெண்ட் வித் ஹிம், ஸ்கோல்ஸ் வந்து லிவர்பூல்ல வச்சா வேலை செய்யுமான்னு தெரியல. ஏன்னா ஸ்கோல்ஸ் கொடுக்குற லாங் பால்ஸை ரிசீவ் பண்ணுற திறமையோட ஆளுங்க வந்து மேனுவில் இருந்தாங்க. If he give a long ball to some shitty player, right, the team's not going to win. He just pass, but then they lose the ball. He have to go back defending again.
Maybe Peter Grass will not end up running.
Yeah, so I would say Scholes, he's excellent IQ-wise. IQ-wise and conducting the play-wise and the deep-lying playmaker role, he's very good. Which is why people who are like the football purists, they like to see football as an art form, right? You'll appreciate Scholes a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's these same people, I think, will appreciate Thiago, Cruz, Alonso, Modric, in the Mari players. But if you... Gerrard, the reason why I like him is because he ticks multiple boxes compared to Scholes, who you can hard tick one box. Gerrard, he could defend, he could play the long passes. Maybe Scholes had 95% success rate, Gerrard had 85%. Mm. Scholes will be better. I don't think Gerrard is better with long balls consistently.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because Gerrard can do the long balls very well. 8 upon 10 is still a very good score, but Scholes can do it 9.5 out of 10.
Okay.
So, long balls he can do 8 upon 10, which is very good already. Goal score panare, and he turns up for the big games.
Mm.
He scored yella cup final, I think he scored almost every cup final except the Carling Cup 2012, I think. And if you think of a cup final and a Liverpool cup final in the 2000s, 2010s, Gerrard always performed. He performed so well that 2006 FA Cup final the name after like the Gerrard final. So like under and his personality wise around there, I think it's for a unique thing where okay, Roy Keane captain is, you know, very vocal.
Yeah.
Very vocal and the ஒரு கம்பீரம் இருக்கும் விளையாடும்போது. ஜெரா யூ சீ ஹீம் ரை யூ ஒன்ட் திங் கேப்டன் ஸ்ட்ரேட் அவே. ஆஃப்டர் அ ஃபியூ இயர்ஸ் யூ ரியலைஸ் தட் ஓகே யூ நவ் யூ திங்க் ஜெரா இஸ் கேப்டன் பட் இட் டுக் அ வால். ஏன்னா அவர் ஹீ ஹிம்செல்ஃப் சே ஹீஸ் நாட் அ வோக்கல் கேப்டன். அவர் இஸ் த ஹி பிளே ஒரு வழிகாட்டியாக இருந்து பீப்புள் ஃபாலோ தென் த டீம்ஸ் பி திங்கிங் இவன் இந்த மாதிரி விளாட்ற பத்துக்கார மாதிரி தென் டி வில் ஃபாலோ ஹிம் அண்ட் ஆல் த லிவர்பூல் டீம்மேட்ஸ் அட் தட் டைம் டி ஆல்சோ சேயிங் த ஜெரா ட்ரெயினிங் வைஸ் அண்ட் கேம் ரைஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி தி சேம் ஹீ கீப் புஷிங் சோ ஹார்ட் யூ வில் வாண்ட் டு புஷ் யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஹார்ட் பிகாஸ் த கை செட்டிங் த லைக் ரொனால்டோ லட் த கை செட்டிங் அந்த ஒரு பெஞ்ச் மார்க் ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் த யூ மஸ்ட் மெயின்டெயின் And Gerrard was also a people like he was good with his teammates. Like he made Suarez stay one more season. And avare sonnaru nee inda oru vaasam nalla velandu paaru Barcelona Real Madrid varuvaanga and chunchun Barcelona irukke. So I think andha kaaranathala I would prefer Gerrard. But this is not a knock for me, it's not a knock on Scholes. In my opinion, if you want to compare Gerrard to many players, you should compare to Keane.
Yeah,
more similar.
Correct.
Not Scholes. Scholes you compare to Alonso.
Yes, I agree.
That's my opinion lah. I as much as enak vandu right, okay, we can try to the next one really right. When I was growing up, right, I hate menu.
Charlie Evans it.
Oh, I see.
I think you answer a lot of my like my, you know, the points I wanted to see, you have put it very beautifully already. So short answer vandu is Scholes. I like Scholes. In the Mari football irukkira specialist like controlling the play regista nu sollanga. So Scholes vandu nalla pannirukanga in the in the later part of his career. Ronaldo is also my kind of goal scorer. So I think first you have to realize who started this argument first, and then you have to realize vandu in the
deluded fans.
No, I would say it's actually English media.
English media
Scholes here. Yeah, this is like all three English.
Yeah.
And in the or like or regret irukku why they didn't work well together,
golden
like,
generation
this is why
that England team should
work 2002 World Cup, and this is why the and the question vandu inno odigide irukku Scholes era so before that I used to hate Liverpool, so I had such a big bias against Jara. No, I don't want to see his name anywhere. Scholes no. So after that I've matured a lot, I've reflected a lot about this question. I like both players, like I've seen what they've done for their clubs, right? It's not easy thing to do. Scholes vandu if I want to use that analogy, right, okay, Gerrard vandu is a fucking reliable Toyota Land Cruiser. He's there, you can rely on him 100%, you'll be there 10 upon 10, you'll give you. Scholes vandu is more like
Rolls Royce. Not Porsche.
Rolls Royce. Pagrathu, you so Bentley, classy. Rolls like Royce, how he... Yeah. The one thing people really underrate Scholes for, right, is ball under pressure, when he's get under pressure, right? How he receives the ball and then he gets out of the pressure. If you want to move, he drop on the shoulder and then you just move out and then you can continue the play forward. I really like that aspect
when
about him.
Scholes came out from retirement, right? He literally had to buy boots.
He went to the shop.
He bought an $80 boots and played the match.
Yeah, so
and he did so.
You all won the league again.
If I'm not wrong, that was the first game he came back. Aston Villa, right?
I'm not too sure. I remember the long range.
I remember the long range shot.
No, for me, midfield players, right? The kind of midfield players I enjoy watching is like Patrick Vieira.
Vieira, Gerrard.
This kind of people I like to.
Yeah, so wait,
and
so,
for me, right? Yeah. If you ask me if I prefer Gerrard or Vieira, I say Vieira is better.
So I would say, the comparison is something is not right already because for me a better comparison and like Nisono Mari Skin and Gerrard. So to that question, you know, the bias will be Skin, but whichever the stats favor,
it will be Gerrard. Because Gerrard was more forward.
But same thing. Scholes and it's a different kind of midfielder. So I compare him with like Alonso. Alonso is for me my favorite ever Liverpool player. He's one of the top. Like, I was thinking, why the hell you all fucking said him? Like, you know that kind of.
You know why? I know the reason why. Not money.
Then
why? Our manager was there very late. Daddy was there today. முடி வளராதா அவ்வளவா வருஷம் ரொம்ப சாப்பிட்டான் கடுப்பா நல்ல மேனேஜர் தான் அவர் வந்து மிட்ஃபீல்ட்ல இந்த அலோன்சோ வேணாம் போயிடட்டும் எனக்கு வந்து ஒரு இடது கால் மிட்ஃபீல்டர் வேணும் கேரஃப் பேரின்னு ஒருத்தன் சோ கேரஃப் பேரி வேணும் அலோன்சோ வேணான்னு ஒரு சீசன் இருந்தார் ஐ திங்க் வாஸ் 2008 சீசன்
கரெக்ட்
சிங்கப்பூர்
the one where the cop came to Asia 2009 so that summer break he was supposed to sell Alonso but the transfer for Gareth Barry jadi avale and the season na Alonso paithyakara mari valandan he played so well right no this is the season before they came to Singapore because when he was coming to Singapore the sign beside me said stay shabby stay so and the season the one they almost won the title they Makeda scored Aston Villa goal
08-09
that season so Paitakaramare Velanda and he got pissed off that he wanted to be sold then he apparently he himself said that he played his ass off that season and then Real Madrid came calling ready and then he that's why he didn't want to stay despite that the club or the connection in there he left because of the transfer decision
but he went Real Madrid he performed like crazy like that so
then he go Madrid he go Bayern all he win everything right?
Bayern he started the trend again the low free kick.
One of the main reasons of Liverpool downfall right after Alonso leaving our replacement அவரை யாரும் இல்லை பேரியும் வரல அக்விலனின்ங்கிற ஒரு இட்டாலியனை வாங்கினாங்க அவர் வந்து இன்ஜரி டேபிள்ல நிறைய நேரம் இருந்தார் Thiago Maria but Thiago when the Thiago plays
similar la scores Thiago
like, you will fall in love with football and the like is very elegant but yeah it's an interesting debate like always Liverpool Man U fans
so like ipo vandu engitta and the kelvi kettingna ennoda answer vandu like okay who are my other two midfielders then I'll give the answer
that's
right.
very fair
so if you're going to say matha rendu midfielder vandu
Okay, wait. I asked you this question. You answer this question. Okay. It's your airtime. If you were to include your all-time in a 4-3-3 formation where one holding midfielder, two attacking midfielders, who will be your all-time Liverpool Man U combined three midfielders?
Liverpool Man U, it's my all-time favorite. Doesn't even have any Liverpool Man U favorite.
No, okay, wait. Give both answers then. One all-time favorite and one Liverpool Man U favorite.
You know, the all-time favorite midfield three vandu holding midfielder Busquets, Luka Modric, and then on top will be Zidane. And then Manchester United and Liverpool combined, when I'll put... Oh, this is tough, lah. Xabi Alonso / Scholes. I cannot choose any. Two are very close to one. But okay, lah. Just for bias sake, I just put Scholes. Scholes, Steven Gerrard, and... On top, I'll put... Oh, unlucky it'll be.
Who's the defensive?
Right. No, just the three. Just your three midfielders.
Like box to box lah, then but we have one more on top lah.
Bruno.
I'll actually put Rooney.
Bruno is not bad.
My favorite Man U player is Rooney.
But Rooney is a striker.
He can play anywhere.
You know, he actually is a good goalkeeper as
well. I'm not joking.
The fella
can play anywhere.
He's a striker. Man City, that one goal.
So, Scholes, Gerrard, and
Rooney. Rooney, but close to the...
more like a number 10.
I should ask this question to everyone.
Yeah, you?
My all-time favorite, and I put holding midfielder Vieira.
Vieira holding Vieira?
I put him in a CDM.
He can perform that role, but he can do that well.
Then okay. I'll put Beckham.
Okay.
4-3-3 da.
4-3-3 la.
Beckham was, he can play well.
Beckham very underrated. Yeah. In my
Beckham,
opinion,
Vieira. Then I'll put Modric.
Modric.
Interesting.
Then people can just attack you by the left wing.
Yeah. Left wing, right wing.
Modric will be here. Beckham will be here. Yeah. But Vieira will be everywhere. Yes. People can just come here.
It will work. It will work. 100% it will work.
Wait, your Man U Liverpool?
Man U Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put Roy Keane.
Okay.
Not Gerrard. Because I feel Roy Keane commands better. Roy Keane. Then the front two, I put Xabi Alonso and I put Scholes.
Roy Keane, Xabi Alonso and Scholes.
But Scholes, young time Lavande, he was an attacking midfielder.
If I'm not wrong, he was a striker actually.
Just behind the striker, yeah.
Scholes was actually a striker.
So yeah, when the young Paul Scholes la.
Yeah. And a new dance.
That day you won't score la.
Won't score da.
Because you put your whole midfielders in front. But you're attacking on
it. It'll work. Trust me.
You confuse
you.
Fuck, you took my answer.
Bro, I thought the whole, you forget.
The whole point of why there's a CDM is because of McKinley.
I was thinking nobody say, okay, they had a special answer.
Used to be McKinley. For then I changed to Busquets. Yeah.
I'll say Toni Kroos and Zidane.
Power la.
Toni Kroos and Zidane. And McKinley is just like, he'll clean sweep everything. Liverpool, right? அது வந்து கொஞ்சம் லிவர்பூல் மெனியூ கொஞ்சம் ட்ரிக்கி. எனக்கு வந்து ஐ ஃபீல் த சிடிஎம் ரோல் ரைட் மஷரேனோ.
Yeah,
I feel Mascherano. He's like Argentine bulldog. You'll crazy.
But he's more like a centre back for me. I don't think
No, he's CDM.
CDM.
He never ever went into the box.
Barcelona, he plays centre back.
But he's a centre. His centre back was better.
His Liverpool performance, right? He never ever went into the box.
You know, Liverpool failed because like they failed to replace Alonso and Mascherano.
Yeah.
How long it took to replace them was like until Fabinho came in. You know, Fabinho was like really like.
And he was there 1-2 years at his peak. Then
he just stayed back all the way. He never came in front.
Then Jordan Henderson.
He's underrated, but he's not the best. He's like a Keane. Keane is different level, but that he's a same Keane. Role.
Yeah. This is where it gets a bit tricky for me because when I think about Man U midfielders, I can only think about Scholes. I can't remember any other players.
Roy Keane.
Oh, no, I won't put Roy Keane there because I got Gerrard there already.
Alright, okay.
Definitely Gerrard, Martial, I know, but I can't think of a Man U player. For that reason, right, I'll put Alonso. I know it's a bit biasness, but Man U top midfielder and Varapa, I can't.
People are missing out. Actually, Carrick was very underrated.
Yeah, Carrick
is very underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
But after Scholes left, he's the one who stabilized. Yes. Yeah.
1-2 passes.
But in my opinion, right, Man U thrived during that peak period, not because of like the midfield. I think it was like a whole
team. It's a whole system.
It's a system.
Left back, right back, center back.
It's not individual player.
Even,
right. when you put individual masterclass, right, I think Mascherano, Alonso and Gerrard, in my opinion.
Even the keeper played about Mendoza.
No, yeah, yeah.
Mello was a crazy fella.
Because in the three midfield, you know, what team you put on?
Yeah. I remember Ronaldo missed the penalty against Chelsea. Then he thought it's over. Then Mendoza
Okay, my one is I'll go by solely on paper. But I think it might work. Nobody mentioned this guy. So one deep lying player and two attacking ones. Pirlo at the back.
Okay.
To be my favorite player to watch,
class.
Like
class la.
Poetry, right? Is Pirlo.
Class. You know, I wanted to say Pirlo, but why I didn't go for Pirlo? Like, I thought Toni Kroos had more versatility than Pirlo, in my opinion.
But that's an argument, that's a testament to Toni Kroos.
Yeah.
So, I would say, like, Pirlo, like, just because Pirlo, like, you know, somebody was mentioning just now, Paul Scholes first time passing.
Yeah,
Pirlo. Pirlo, everything first time pass was the long ball also. Correct. Like I saw him at a World Cup one time, some World Cup.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Actually, I want to put this out there. Pogba never performed because it was Pogba. It was because of Pirlo.
So, yeah,
because Pirlo, he found Pirlo. Yeah. Pirlo found Pogba at the correct time, and the fella managed to take the shots.
Italian Chuck Norris, Pirlo.
So Pirlo
on the right will be Zidane. On the left, Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho is a left winger.
He's a left winger, what?
He hovered around this space.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the half space.
If this is the midfield, right? Yeah. Ronaldinho will attack from here.
Yeah.
Zidane will cover here.
Correct.
Pirlo can just distribute to the other wingers, lah.
Yeah. Oh, so when you talk about center mid, I was only thinking about center mid. I never thought about Ronaldinho going there.
Ronaldinho was a number 10. You look at his goals. The goals all come from the six-yard box center.
Correct. For me, because Ronaldinho means he's on the left. But he can do everything.
That's why. So that's why in a 4-3-3, there will be one left mid and one right mid. So the starting position is exactly Ronaldinho's starting position, right? Which he will come in this way.
Yeah. In modern football, and the role and actually is dying off. So you don't know who is.
Vinicius is playing something similar.
But he's more left.
He's more like a Neymar.
He's playing something similar. But it's nice to watch him actually, you know. It's quite refreshing, you know, to have that Samba play.
Yeah.
It's the Ozil playmaker role.
Yeah, nobody talk about Ozil.
Ozil different also.
Yeah.
If we go talk about midfield, we're going to talk about Figo, everyone. Yeah.
Ozil was a masterclass.
That early 2000s time midfielders.
To think about it, right now, next generation, I don't see anybody like that.
The only one in the old school midfielders. The only one I know, right, who's doing justice to the number 10. When you think of midfielders in early 2000s, you think those players who are the predators.
Yeah.
And for me, Rodri is doing very good.
For me, KDB.
But he's getting old. Rodri, I'm talking about the next
day. But after you come back, you look at Man City again.
Yeah. That fella is class, lah. Yeah. $55 million.
Your Liverpool menu one. Yeah. This one is honestly tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I will say, maybe I will put, okay, for me, no brainer is Scholes. Scholes has to be in. Scholes and Gerrard, I can, if you put both of them properly, they will work.
They'll work.
Because they complement each other.
Who's your deep lying one?
Scholes, the deep lying one. Gerrard is will be the box to box. This is what I have a problem with.
David Beckham.
No, because David Beckham is very dedicated to the right hand side. Yeah. He's very good, but dedicated to the right hand side.
You give him one free kick, go.
I would put pre Real Madrid Ronaldo lah.
In that day, that fella Arsenal, every time he play against Arsenal,
similar to if you think of Ronaldo goals, right? Where did his run start?
Same as Ronaldo.
From the center of the pitch. He will drift to the center.
Exactly.
He will come.
You know that goal he scored at Craven Cottage, the last minute winner.
The run started
from here, and then he ended up here.
Okay.
Ronaldo's runs ended up starting from here. At the 2004-05 when he just started, he was exclusively here. When Man U started winning titles and he became more senior, it was all
center.
More like a Salah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair point.
I would say Ronaldo can do anything. And if Gerrard is going box to box, there'll be gaps here where he can just run in.
For me, I'm thinking...
Sorry,
I
already...
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. Why you didn't put Firmino in that like number.
Not midfield. He's not midfield.
He's not midfield.
He's a false nine.
False nine.
Ronaldo is also not.
No, his excellence is because he dropped from here to here.
Yes.
If you put him here, then he
dropped from there. Because that's where he started with Liverpool. Right? He started in midfield and it didn't work. Yeah. But to me, right, I always imagine Ronaldo to be a striker rather than midfielder. I would want my midfielders to support.
But I swear, he's such a good striker that people forgot how ridiculous he was as a winger.
There's a reason why
he won the Ballon d'Or as a winger.
His dribbling skills. There's a reason why he's like one of the best. I think, like, you know, the tangent a bit, but the Ronaldo versus Messi debate, right? In my opinion, Messi is like gifted as a footballer, like natural football.
Mm.
Ronaldo worked his ass off
to be a
footballer. That's why I can't decide who's the best here, in my opinion.
Sustainability wise, Ronaldo still performing.
Both.
I mean, Messi, like, Messi, retirement mood. Uadi mood.
Ronaldo takes things seriously till now.
So, this marks our end of the very first Manchester United versus Liverpool.
Football
podcast episode. Very first time. If you like, please, number snippets and also your episode, Mel, comment, share your thoughts on our. Take on Scholes versus Gerrard, Liverpool, Manchester United.
Basically, the top two clubs in Asia.
There's
only two top clubs in Asia.
Yeah, banter panona, banter. Daralam panonga in the comments, and we'll be happy to reply. Yeah. So till next time, see you all soon. Bye.
You'll never walk alone.